you have become over the years more and more passionately committed to teaching and helping young people. Why is that?
Having been fortunate to have a long, wonderful career, it's our duty to work with the young people that are coming along, because there are no books that tell you how to become an opera singer or how to become a successful one. We're the conduit for mm-hmm. them, and we have to do, that's our responsibility. And if we don't do that, we're only doing a part of our job. And then having the good fortune of having a career, and a long career and a very good one, I watched some of the things that I found a young person needed to have a career and that I hadn't received because they weren't available. And one of the most important points was the development of the character. Many of us had had many wonderful voice teachers and good experiences with singing, arias and duets and things like that in preparation, but few of us had had role study where you started on page one or actually before page one to learn about your character and to develop the character from the beginning through the end. And not only your part, but the parts of your colleagues with whom you're singing, their parts. And I think that a thorough study of your character and of the opera makes you a far better performer. I'm saying that in the universities now, most of the time you learn parts of roles. And, for example, there are not many colleges that give you, or universities and music schools, that teach the recitative. And singing an aria is one thing. Learning how to sing a recitative and learning the language well enough to make it spoken as the language should be spoken and not just learning it syllable by syllable without understanding the nuance and the various aspects of the language to make the recitative work takes a long time, and it needs a particular type of approach. It's not something you just get from the air. You need to be taught how to do it. Mm-hmm. And you need to be taught how to do it in different styles and different languages.
So this little niche that you decided to sort of embrace as your area of interest, character development, mm-hmm. is that what sort of guided you to create your foundation and then create
yes.
your programs?
Yes, and I want you to know that it's not because I thought I was a great actress. It was because I thought I wasn't.
Aha, interesting.
It was because when I worked with great directors, they would say you're sincere and you know what you want to be, but now we have to make that live a little bit more. We have to transfer it over to the audience. It has to cross the footlights, and we need just a little bit more of this and a little bit more of that. Directors like Lotfi Mansouri and Tito Capobianco and Franco Enriquez, they weren't satisfied with just your singing. You had to be a character for them, and they taught me an awful lot, but I was already in Korea. And I thought that, well, now if we get this information ahead of time, and while we're learning, we can put some of those same colors and characteristics into the learning of the role.
Mm-hmm.
And starting this was a wonderful challenge, and it's just been a joy. We started doing the prelude with just on stage with some very wonderful costumes from Malabar. And everyone said, well, this is good, too, and it's better, but they really should do it with an orchestra.
Right.
And within 4 years or 5 years, we've really grown to almost a professional company. But that's not what we're about. We're not opera producers.
Mm-hmm.
We want the characters and the young people to learn under the best of circumstances.
Give them the experience.
Yes, so that when they go on stage the first time in a professional situation, it's not their first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's been so wonderful. I can't tell you what that's like because you know, you've been there. You've seen these young
right.
people.
Right. I have watched this program grow since the beginning, and it's amazing to see what's on stage today. And those are, I believe, invaluable experiences for these young singers, because we both know that you can't get a job as a singer without first having some experience, right?
It's getting harder and harder, as we also both know. But, you know, we have letters from those who have been in the program, those who are now singing at La Scala, at the Munich Opera, at the Wiener Staatsoper, Berlin, covering at the Met, other opera houses around the United States that say that without that program, I wouldn't have been able to walk on stage with no rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
That we shouldn't forget that that's expensive. It's time-consuming, and in this climate, it's very hard for the young people to do all they have to do, besides the voice lessons and the coaching and the languages. But in our present program, we have 21 faculty, and only 40 people working.
Right.
I mean, amazing. 40 young artists. And they even have stage combat, private coachings, languages, the discussion of the role, reciting the role in the as prose, you know, just reciting their parts, stagecraft, how to fall, not necessarily to fall, but how one, for example, would walk on stage at another period, what they're discussing, how to just generally deal with being on stage, which is something by itself. It's really an art of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just have the most wonderful people working with us, and they're working for almost no money. All of us are working for the love of it, as you know.
How do the singers apply?
From our website, they get applications and send in, sometimes simply by phone. Sometimes they'll meet me at a performance and say, can I audition for you? And you have to just say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Give them your card or take their card and make the contact. You never know when you're going to be passing up the next Renata Tibaldi, you know?
Right, exactly. And I think this is an important question. What kind of help does your foundation need the most?
Financial help, to be honest. We have wonderful people that care about us and that come to the performances and that support us morally and many other ways. But at the end, the figure is, can you pay the bills? Because our budget has gone from $55,000 or $60,000 to over $300,000 this year, because we do have a good orchestra. We do go to Malabar costumes. We don't go to just anybody. We want them to feel what they would really be wearing on stage. That's the bottom line. We do need financial help, but then again, so does every group now in this climate. So we can't say don't give. We could never say don't give to the children in Haiti, could we? and help us. That's unreasonable.
Right.
But we hope that out of the 10 cents, if you give eight cents to Haiti and Katrina and all those wonderful causes, that maybe there's a penny for us.